You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to ROFL!
The show about motivation and being yourself.
That's right. What does ROFL?
Reach out for love. The show about motivation and
love.
Being yourself.
Being yourself.
How do you be yourself?
How do you?
Let's find out.
What's up?
Today, what's going on?
We got some cool events that we went to.
Hello.
I know Wesley's been to a cool show.
And yeah.
I have been to a convention.
Yeah.
So cool. The convention I went to is an anime convention, another one. They actually have these a lot more often
than we have a lot of them in Vegas.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
They're popular. Because this past weekend that just passed was SumiCon, because I had friends that went to that. And they had a great time. So shout out my friends, Jinx and Valana, and I think their friend that they went with, Abby. Excellent job on the fits, you guys. I have very talented friends, so I'm always happy to shout them out.
I'm looking into cosplaying.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool.
It's fun.
Oh, by the way, guys, Wesley and I are wearing two beanies.
Oh, yes. And one each, not each of us wearing two.
Yeah, two different beanies with different like t-shirts matching. Mine is not a t-shirt matching.
It's you have a little backpack.
Little backpack.
Yeah.
But I love it. I think that the second he saw me, he was like, let me put on mine.
Yeah, no, seriously,
it'll
I did.
Cool.
Because she's wearing a Snorlax beanie with a matching Snorlax backpack.
I love it.
And I happen to wear my pink big boy beanie that I've had.
Much.
You spent too much, and I did not. I spent $20 on my beanie. Woohoo!
That's how much I spent on mine. I thought that was too much.
For a beanie? No, yeah. That's fine.
Mine's kind of not, like, as professional, because they kind of, like, it's like a handmade one. But, yeah. You know, it's even better.
I like it.
Yeah. How was the, I know that you went to a concert last weekend. How was that?
Well, I told you about the Bridge City Center show I went to. That was the most recent one.
Okay. Yeah. I think that one was.
I think that was the one. Right now, only thing on the horizon is me and my best friend are 1000% totally set for Punk Rock Bowling this year.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. So
wait, when is that?
It's always Memorial Day weekend. So it goes. Okay. It goes from Friday through Monday on Memorial Day weekend. Festival days are Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Club shows are in the evenings, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And me and my buddy, we got our festival tickets. We've got our tickets for the after parties, like the club shows, as they're called, for the like the bonus concerts, pretty much our selection. Every year there's like a handful of these after party shows that happen. Since the main festival always happens around downtown Las Vegas, you know, like right on the strip, there's tons of venues for concerts. So not only is there the music festival, but there's always like club shows, and you can get some really crazy like bands and bills put together that you would never guess or like wouldn't think possible. But Punk Rock Bowling has been around for what, like 25 years, something like that now. And it's become like this big institution in terms of like a destination weekend for punk rock fans all across the world. Like literally people come from worldwide to come down here.
Yeah, it's actually kind of, I love that.
It's really fun.
I love it when people do come in from like different states and everything.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I've met
and countries.
And countries, man. I've met people from like all over the world. I've met people in bands that I like, oh my God, I can't believe I just met this person kind of thing.
I love that. I actually went to that that concert, what was it called, twice, and a lot of people traveled in for that one concert, because apparently it was their only concert in the United States.
For who?
For Twice. That's what
the band's
is.
Called Twice? Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I know, it's a band. It's like a girl band. It's not even a band, actually. They're just like pop, girl pop.
Like a pop group?
Yeah, it's like a pop group. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm going to leeway that into the next conversation.
Do you mean
about
segue that?
Segue. I like leeway more.
You like giving someone leeway is like giving them like wiggle room, breathing room. It's kind of like,
that's probably why I like that word more.
Okay.
Segway.
Yeah, segway.
It sounds like Subway.
Yeah.
Subway, eat fresh.
No, don't do that. You see now that they're advertising, Subway is like advertising like 6 inches for $6 or whatever.
Oh, really?
And like in the, like 10 years ago, it was $5 foot
long. $5, yeah.
And so someone did the math of like, what kind of highway robbery is this? You know, what's that $5 foot long value versus that six inch for $6 value?
Right.
And someone did the math and was like, for what you're paying and for what you're getting, that is like a 240% markup or something.
Yeah, like I don't get it.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's like they used to make money from their drinks and their chips and their like cookies and stuff like that. Like, well, that's how they used to make
money. They also just like naturally make money because they are like a global company. I say that all to say that there's no genuine reasonable excuse for why you would rip people off that much for fast food. Like fast food becoming as expensive as it is insane.
Sadly, speaking of which, the Dollar Tree and the 99 cent stores,
yep, they're gone now. They're closing down. I heard something about there's like a super rich person in California who's like trying to essentially
keep them alive,
but like kind of like it sounds like one of those business plans where we're gonna let the current like closing and the branding die, and then once that dust settles, this person was making it seem like they're gonna like bring it back like as quickly as they can, like under a new name or a new whatever. But essentially,
instead
like
of Dollar Tree, just call it Tree.
Yeah, right.
They're not.
Yeah, whatever they called it.
Dollar.
Yeah.
It's
so
not
like
dollar item anymore.
Yeah. I was gonna say it's like if someone actually continues on with the spirit of a 99-cent only store, like please actually have everything be a dollar. Like it hasn't been that way since the pandemic. And
I saw a TikTok on it. That's why.
Exactly. And there's no more like people were able, and by people I mean like economists and capitalists, were able to get away with the shrinkflation for so long in the wake of the pandemic because, oh man, supply lines are shut down and interrupted. And like, oh, this is why things are costing what they do. And it's like, okay, now that the dust is settled and everything is like, quote unquote, back to normal, you can stop making egregious money.
When is it gonna stop?
Yeah, when are you going to stop making literally gross amounts of money hand over fist and like make sure that everyone can actually afford your products and actually like,
you know what they said?
Have enough to live comfortably?
They said that their target audience is not going to buy from the dollar store. It's actually higher income people who are actually going to the dollar store. That's what they said. The market audience is not what we expected. Therefore, we are going to go ahead and increase prices.
See, and this is why the economy as a concept and the way that we talk about it and prioritize it and the way that it becomes this monolith in our American culture is really upsetting, because literally the economy lives and dies and exists on speculation.
Right.
It doesn't have any material foundations, especially since we don't have the gold standard anymore. But we really, like, even then, that was like the smallest excuse that we could give for like, how come things are the way they are? And it's just an excuse for,
it's like there's always actually an answer. And every year it changes.
Yeah.
It's like there's never a stated answer that stays.
No.
I mean, there are some reasons that, yeah, that's a part of the reason.
Right.
Why.
No one will tell you the full, like, no one will either tell you the real bottom line or will tell you, like, the crux of the information.
Right.
They'll present whatever they can without directly talking about the core thing. So it sounds like, oh, we're leading towards that.
Right.
Your imagined end point. And we'll go along with what you infer if it's what suits our interests, but we're not going to confirm or deny the mechanics of whatever it is that we're presenting to you.
Yeah, because there's business. Well, you're, I think, like, you're kind of like, what is this? Leewaying. I'm going to use the word leeway.
Oh my God, it's not.
Into. No, this time it is leeway.
No, it's segueing.
No. I'm not segueing.
Oh, okay.
We're leewaying. And what I'm trying to say is what you said is like kind of a leeway into the concept of like businesses making up these statistics in order to kind of like influence their, the market audience.
An excuse to influence the market.
Yeah, yep. Exactly.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Like, oh, hey, if you buy this, statistically speaking, you're going to get younger or like whatever.
Yeah.
You know, statistically, everybody wants this. It's well, like, wait,
actually,
who's everybody?
Actually, the economy is doing great. Listen to us, guys. I swear, the economy is so great. And why? What? Why are we saying the economy is great? What's actually great? Oh, well, the stock market's great. Okay, cool. But like, what about material conditions for regular working class blue collar people? The literal 99% of people. Oh,
I guess you should go to eat a Subway at Subway for that. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. It let them eat cake practically. Well, actually, $10? It's even funny because let them eat cake actually would apply to Subway in other countries. I think Ireland specifically, Subway had to do something about their bread in Ireland because it is so not made of bread and mostly just sugar that their bread in Ireland for Subway is classified as cake. So when we're saying let them eat cake, like, haha, it's also funny because of classism, but it's literally like ghastly because quite literally let them eat cake. It's the bread is cake,
you know,
depending
what?
On other part
that
of the country.
That makes so much sense. I have
part of the country, part of the world.
One of my friends is diabetic and okay. They ate Subway and they say every single time they eat Subway
spikes their
they're like, I don't know
blood
why
sugar.
It's healthy. Now I know. Yeah. Now we know.
Yeah, because the bread isn't actually like
that's
healthy
crazy.
Bread. Yeah. Like the amount, like the reason that anything I've butted heads with this a lot recently, and I mean it's one of those things that I think it will come off like a curmudgeonly, like a very like a pessimistic or cynical thing to say, but let me say this. When people ask in good faith and in common sense from like a layperson perspective, how come this thing doesn't make more common sense? How come something is so expensive when it doesn't need to be? How come, why would they put unnecessary additives and preservatives in food that don't need to be there? Why would they use harmful products? Why would they like replace certain ingredients with other ones when that's not at all what they're advertising or what you would want to, as a reasonable person, consume? Why would these people allow these allowances and these percentages of like harmful substances to pass for FDA? And typically it boils down to it was cheaper to use a different ingredient or a different process or a different product. And even though it was not the right thing, not healthy, not
right,
not what you want, like common sense, just you would not use this thing. Why? Because it was cheaper.
It
because
all comes
it saved
down to business
money
and making
because it
money.
Saves money.
Yep, exactly.
And that's the problem of more and more and more. Why are safety regulations on, or like safety concerns for Boeing happening right now? Why are all these other industries like failing when it comes to all these like safety things, inspection things, all of these common sense like skeleton of society stuff? How come this stuff is suddenly we're having these issues? Because the people who were in charge and actually cared about like safety standards, proper procedures, the kind of stuff that like, yeah, the red tape is boring, but like it also keeps people safe,
right?
It keeps things functional and like long-term planning. A lot of those people were pushed out or fired or coerced or ignored or insert your
right,
word
right.
there in favor of the business people. So now the interest
is money.
Now the interest is purely money in the hands of people whose only interest is money, instead of before where those regulations were in place and enforced by people whose job it was to understand why the regulation's in place, why it's the way to go, why it's safe, why it's the standard, you know. And,
I mean, yeah, right. I mean,
happens.
Look at the produce.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
yeah.
our produce. That's
yeah.
exactly what happened with our produce. Some person mm-hmm. was like, oh, everyone's hungry. Let me find a faster and quicker way to send out all of this food for people.
Right.
And now, like, one avocado is like $5. Like, what do you
yep.
mean?
Yeah.
Why is this so expensive?
Yep.
Like, literally one artichoke. I bought an artichoke yesterday.
Okay.
I really wanted an artichoke. It was
$5. $5 for an artichoke?
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Why is this so expensive?
Yeah.
And the cheap food is the canned food.
The cheap food is worse for you. And like, I think it's crazy how like the organically grown stuff, the pesticide free stuff, the GMO free stuff, the more all around healthy options are more expensive.
And they're more expensive.
Yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean? This is nature.
How is it more expensive for you to remove the harmful substances? Like, I don't understand that. Explain to me, not literally, but
like they have to pay the farmer, but like, they're shortcoming the farmer most
of
the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like the farmer deserves more money.
Exactly. Like they're short selling or like, not literally, but like they're shorting the farmer for their value and for their labor and for the work that they do. And then also they're charging more for the stuff that doesn't have the extra stuff in it. That doesn't make sense to me, right? Because like less that you have to deal with and less that you have to, because the unhealthy stuff, you don't have to go through extra work to pull out the unhealthy stuff. You simply don't use it in the first place.
It's like I know my water that I'm rinsing it with is not taking off the pesticides. Like I'm eating pesticides.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, tasty pesticides.
Like, I was like, wait, maybe I'd prefer the bugs.
We're all of Gen Z is full of pesticides and microplastics. Tasty.
Delicious
plastic.
Speaking of which, actually, no, this is not even related.
Okay, I was going to say delicious plastic. Okay. I was like, what where could you possibly segue from there?
Usually I'm pretty good at segueing.
You are pretty good, but that was not the one. That's so funny.
I'm just dying. I was like, oh, also, and then like thinking about the actual thing I wanted to talk about, and then like what you said is like
totally how do I get unrelated. From there? Like, you can't. That's so funny.
Okay, so the thing I wanted to talk about was, if you guys have a friend out there that you guys were friends with, and then you guys, or a relationship that you were in, that you had to like let go of a person that you guys are currently dealing with, or have had to deal with in the past,
mm-hmm.
or might have to deal with in the future.
Yes.
Some of the biggest and hardest things to do. You have to just deal with this sometimes, where you just have to be like, just let it go and move on.
I think it's kind of to what you were saying about like, hey, did you ever have that thing where you just like had to be the best and it didn't matter? I think a lot of people,
like, where you don't want to say something to put you in a like a weaker position.
You were strictly talking like about chess. Like a power dynamic. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, okay.
Like, pretend you're playing chess.
Okay, I thought you meant like just raw like performance and like getting like highest scores and biggest grades.
Oh, no. I was never you know, it's weird. Yeah. I'm never competitive with, especially with my friends.
Uh-huh.
But like, I've had people in my life that would come in and think, oh, you're competitive.
Yeah.
So you must be competitive in everything.
Everything. No. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I'm not. I swear. I'm just competitive in games.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. She's only competitive when it comes to like Smash.
Anything with games, I'm really competitive. I just love it. I love the spirit of it or anything related to that. Aside from that, no, I'm not I'm not competing against you. I'm competing against myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, whenever I hear you talking about like anything you're like trying to plan for in your life, or you're looking forward to, or you're just trying to accomplish for yourself and your goals, it's literally always like, the crux of it is always immediately like your own interests or like self-improvement or like your own personal goals. You're never like, whatever you do to better yourself, you do not do like at the expense of others.
Right. And exactly. But I do like
at the expense
myself.
Of yourself. Yeah. I was going to say. Yeah.
I'm very like judgmental on myself. I'm like, go, you can do more than this. You can work harder. When my friends are like, I don't feel good today, I was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
You'll be okay.
You're nice to everybody but yourself. Yeah.
No, my friends actually are more nice to me. They'll be like, oh, Posma, you're just being hard on yourself. I was like, I don't think so. I think I can do better than this.
Proving their point by your reaction. Yeah. That's so funny.
It's actually really funny. Anyways, if you guys are out there and you're struggling with, you know, like what someone might have said to you and not knowing how you want to deal with that for the rest of your life, you know, because sometimes you don't.
I'm not laughing at the sentiment. I'm laughing at the idea that like, you ever have someone do one thing one time and then your entire rest of your life is affected by it? You know what I mean? Because like,
in your mind it is.
Yeah.
So that's why.
I'm like, obviously, I'm speaking from being a highly traumatized person. So like, I understand. I'm just also joking.
I just love that Wesley understood like immediately what I meant.
I get it.
Because he was like, he started laughing because at the thought of how I said it, was like, it's true.
It's
in the
true.
Moment, you know, we do feel like it's our whole world.
Yeah, we do. It feels like the whole world's crashing.
And then you walk outside and you're like, oh, wait, there's
wow,
other
the world didn't
life.
Fall apart. Yeah, wow. The sun is still shining and the world still exists.
Sometimes it takes years to get over stuff.
Oh, like, no, for real. I know. It's funny, some stuff that I'll get over in the blink of an eye and other stuff that I can't, like, I have to make, like, an active effort to, like, work through. It's so funny. I think the stuff that the more and more that I heal and like learn and grow, the easier it is to deal with new things that could possibly be upsetting versus the stuff that happened when I was much younger and didn't know better or didn't have the tools or the vocabulary or the knowledge or whatever, right?
Right.
And it's like, I know better now, but I still have to go back and like heal all that stuff and work through that stuff like through new eyes again and again and again until I get it, you know, and I really
but you
like
know the good
heal.
Thing,
so
it's like you're actually learning from those past experiences.
Yeah.
Like sometimes people don't want to learn from those past experiences.
Oh, I know. Oh, that ignorance upsets me so much.
Wait, how are you living life not wanting to learn this lesson? Like
yeah.
this lesson keeps repeating.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're clearly like I have a friend that I always explain to her. I'm like, hey, you're repeating mistakes. These are the issues that you're doing right now. This is what you need to do
yep.
to make it better.
Yep.
And I'm very blunt.
You're pointing out the pattern and then they're getting upset with
yeah.
you because you're not wrong.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
I'm not, and if I am wrong, like, yeah, correct me and let's move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forward.
It's like, not
I'm
like,
okay
it's not like you're bringing it up and like shoving it in their face.
Right.
You're like literally being like, hey, I'm trying to help you. Let's pause.
I
let's
see this.
Zoom out.
Right.
You know, like see the bigger picture.
Right, right.
See what's going on.
Yeah, like you're
yeah.
giving them your perspective. You're
yeah.
like, hey, you know, on the outsider's perspective,
yeah.
this is what it looks
you
like.
You can't see the forest through the trees. Somebody else maybe could.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And like, I just don't understand those friends. Like, I understand the person and they're going through
the struggle.
Trauma,
yeah.
But it's like, on my side, how am I supposed to help you? I'm also still seeing, like, you know, no one wants to face their demons, really.
No, no.
Or no one wants to feel hurt.
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone's going to, when you face the stuff that you're like, when you're facing your biggest issues and personal problems, a lot of the hesitancy that we run into as a consequence of facing this stuff is that inherent like embarrassment or guilt or shame
right.
or fear or self-loathing or self-hatred
right.
or all these like whirlwinds and cacophonies of negative emotions, and it takes a support system and it takes empathy and compassion from the circle around people to let them know, hey, I still care and love and accept you even though it's understandable that you are struggling with facing these things. Clearly you are not only these things because
right.
look at who's around you, or you know what I mean, like look at the support that is still here or still possible or
right
whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you are that support system for a friend in your life that's going through like the same thing over and over and over again, sometimes it's okay for you to just back up and
yeah.
press back off.
Exactly. Like if boundaries works in like all directions, so like you can be as helpful as you want with anybody, friend, family, stranger, it doesn't matter, but you at the same time can also decide what is a healthy boundary or limit or like a foot down or
right.
a foundation for I'm willing and happy and able to healthfully help you with X, Y, and Z, but for contextual reasons, whatever, I cannot help with this or be a part
right.
of that. There's ways to reaffirm that you love and care for somebody without enabling those
right.
Those like problematic patterns or behaviors or
right
and, whatever
and the way that yeah. you notice those problematic behaviors is basically, let's say you're going out with some friends and you end up doing an action that you don't normally do, but you're just doing to make sure that your friend feels okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like that would be you noticing one of the problematic behaviors that you are technically encouraging.
The tricky thing there is like we have to point out the ugly stuff and the difficult stuff in order to like to do anything with it and to like get better. And we have like the first step of anything is accepting it. And
right.
like you just have to, even if you don't like it, even if it's embarrassing, it's not like a.
Right. Well, the thing that you're mentioning is like when we were talking about earlier, how like people get in their heads and they're like, oh, this is my whole world. You know, sometimes you'll be in a situation and you'll be thinking either it's not you. You'll think it's either it's not you or it is you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in that mentality, whichever one you choose, sometimes it's hard for you to see the outside perspective.
Yeah.
So that's where the friends are supposed to come in
exactly.
and be honest with you and tell you, hey, you're the problem, or hey, you're not the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes people, you know, I know people lied to their friends and they're like, oh, you're not the, it was totally that other person yeah. that was the problem.
I mean, I've struggled with my people pleasing as much as like, as much as you and like everybody else. But I'm learning more and more that like, there is a way to both be direct and still be compassionate. Like right. you can be firm and like, I will literally be as descriptive and as like over explaining as possible when it comes to this stuff to make it clear to somebody. It sounds or may feel like an attack or a judgment call or some sort of shaming or guilting or fear tactic, because a lot of the time we like react out of those places because we didn't right. always have healthy upbringings or surroundings or environments or influences right. or whatever. And so it's like, first things first, I'm gonna tell you it's gonna sound a certain way, but I swear to you that my heart is in this place, and I would right. I spell that out for them, and then it's like, here's what I see as a problem.
And if
here's
you've been friends for a long time, you don't even have to spell that out. Like
exactly
they'll just
exactly
know.
Like I
but you're doing it anyways just because you don't know how sensitive they are in that moment.
Exactly. I strongly like encourage any of my friends, like, please, if I say or do something like out of pocket, please correct me, because chances are I'm not even aware that I did something harmful like that.
Right.
And even more so, I don't want to go without the mild correction, because I don't want to continue to make whatever faux pas that was.
Right.
Because, you know, it could be like a one and done comment, you know, 99.9% of the conversation and the hangout was cool, but you said or did this one thing and I was just kind of like weird.
See, that's like a good communication, and good communication takes a long time for you to
develop
yeah. right? But on the other side, there's a toxic part of people's personalities when they're young, and they don't really, some people let it go and mm-hmm. sometimes people learn from it and other people don't learn from it.
Yeah.
And then you get stuck with certain people who are in that toxic like thought process.
Yeah.
And
that maturity isn't there yet.
Right. But exactly. And if mm-hmm. you're already past that maturity and they're going through this toxic mentality and thought process and you're trying to communicate, you're being a good person and yeah. communicating, and then they're just like, they're just being malicious.
Yeah,
sometimes.
I was gonna say they're fighting you on it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you're
yeah.
just like, then you're stuck in a hard spot where you're like, dang, I really have to just let this go.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. I've literally in the last four, six months had that in my own personal life, where a friend of mine that we were really close for a few years, we're no longer friends whatsoever, and like no longer in contact, because I realized, I mean, without getting into all the details, it boils down to I am further along in my healing and in the ways that I felt I needed to grow and mature from, you know, years past, and like who I am now and who I'm trying to be and what I want my life and my space and my
right.
My like friend group and like just overall what vibes are in my life. And to be different. And I realized like I still have love and care and compassion. I still believe strongly in this person, even if we're not friends anymore.
Right.
But it is not healthy for me to be around them, because where they're at with their struggles, I would never tell them that they aren't,
yeah, you don't want
making
to say
progress.
The wrong thing.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Like I know what their issues are. As much as they have shared, and so from there I can give my like my wisdom and my knowledge and my thoughts
when they ask for it,
when they ask for it, or when we're having that conversation. But when it comes to like, you know, I can draw your bath and I can load your gun, but I hope so bad that you bathe and hunt, you know, figuratively. Yeah. So I get that. But at some point when you realize what your problem is and what you can and maybe should do about it, and you're simply just not
right,
do it the best you can do to clear your mental headspace so you can just focus on doing that thing that deep down you really do want to do, and you really do want to see a change in your life, but you have to actually like take an action. Like,
so yeah. If you're struggling with a friend that you're not understanding, it's okay, everybody goes through that. There you go, that's the end of that.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know. And it, yeah.
We'll talk more about this stuff later on our next podcast. So check us out next week on ROFL.
Yeah.
With Wesley and Bosma.
Woo.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching ROFL, reaching out for love.
If you want to check us out, please go to Bosma T at Instagram.
See you guys later.